Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clarence Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Hundley moves to second. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groat for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Popovich moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Popovich scores. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Etheridge hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alou moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to third. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley is called out on strikes. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Popovich covering, for the out. Groat moves to second. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Sadecki reaches second base with a double. Groat scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hand's now pitching. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Popovich strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Mays scores. McCovey goes all the way around to score. Hart moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Ted Savage pinch hits for Bill Hands. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Phillips moves to third. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Savage steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Alou reaches second base with a double. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Etheridge bunts towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4. And the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Popovich moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Popovich scores. Williams moves to third. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Glenn Beckert pinch hits for Clarence Jones. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing right field. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 3 in the game. Haller strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Chuck Hartenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartenstein bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lanier covering, for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alou hits a line drive into center field. Phillips picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Alou moves to second. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Etheridge takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to third. Etheridge moves to second. Rob Gardner now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 4 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lanier covering, for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is walked intentionally. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-4 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes pinch runs for Dick Groat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tito Fuentes now playing second base. Hal Lanier now playing shortstop. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Phillips hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Rob Gardner. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is walked intentionally. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to third for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-5 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-5 in the game. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hundley bunts towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and three walks. Phillips is walked intentionally. John Stevenson pinch hits for Calcoons. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McCovey. Spangler scores. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.